So we continue today in Perek Dalid of Mesilas Yesharim. So if you remember, again, in our last shiur, the Ramchal was discussing the idea that every action is meaningful, and every action is accounted for and reckoned. Big, small, good, bad, everything we do ultimately comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the truth is, the way the Ramchal was framing it was essentially that, if specifically when it comes to Maisa Averos, when it comes to negative activity, everything we do, whether it's something very big or something quote-unquote relatively small, halacha lemaisa, practically speaking, it is meaningful in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To which the Ramchal said, well, if that's the case, that sounds a lot like Midas Hadin. That sounds like strict justice, that every action is accounted for before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yet we know that there's also Midas HaRachamim. We know that there's also an attribute of divine compassion. So how does that play into everything? To which the Ramchal says something amazing. V'zeh, ki lefi shuras hadin mamish hayaroi sha'achote ye'onish miyad, tekef lechet obli hamtona, v'gam sha'onish atzmo yebacharon af karoi, limi shemam repi abori yisbarch shmovlo yetikon lechet. I'm just going to read one more line. Ki hine be'emes eich yitakina adam eis asher iveis, Vahit na kvarnasa Harisharotza haadam es havero Harishanov ech yuchala takina davraze Hayuchala hasira maisa osiminamitius. Says Ramchal. From the perspective or from the lens of Midas Hadin, the divine attribute of strict justice, when a person commits an avera, there are a few things that should occur. Number one, punishment should be instantaneous. You do something wrong, you transgress against the word of God, punishment should be immediate and instantaneous. Number two, the punishment should be swift, overwhelming, and destructive. After all, if I violated the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could I do such a thing like this? Punishment like that, punishment for this type of infraction should be incredibly intense and swift. And number three, there should be no ability to change what has been done. What's done is done. There is no way to rewrite the past. There is no way to go ahead and redo things that were committed. There is no way to undo that which has already been done. That's what Midas Hadin would say. And the example he gives, person kills someone. How can you possibly undo that act? How can you do tshuva for that act? Person commits an act of adultery. What's done is done. So Midas Hadin, the divine attribute of justice, says if you do something wrong, you should get punished immediately. You should get punished harshly, and there is no opportunity to rewrite your past. But here says Ramchal, Amna midas harachamim hianosenes, hefach shlosha dvarim shezacharnu. But here's the amazing part, says Ramchal. Comes along the midas harachamim, the divine attribute of kindness, of chesed, of compassion. And in fact, explains to us that these three things are not true. Number one, that even when I do something wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish me instantaneously. Rather, He gives me the opportunity to right the wrong. This is the first manifestation of divine compassion. Even though technically speaking I did something wrong and I should get punished immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish me immediately. Rather, again, He gives me time to get things together. Number two, the punishment doesn't obliterate me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way that even when He has to punish, He has ways of extracting that justice and judgment in little pieces, in little bits, so that the punishment again is not so intense, is not so harsh, is not so terrible. And number three, perhaps the greatest manifestation of divine compassion is tshuva. Tshuva, a person has the ability to repent. And when a person does true tshuva, they literally have the ability to undo that which has been done. I literally have the ability to rewrite the past. I literally have the ability to go ahead and somehow, some way, erase all that has been committed in an effort to go ahead and rewrite my life and rewrite my narrative. That's when a person experiences sincere remorse and a person goes through the different parts of tshuva, like we've learned about in the past in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, person has remorse, a person has regret, a person pledges not to do the same thing again in the future, a person changes their lifestyle, changes their identity, changes their ways, These things give me the ability to go ahead and rewrite my past. Literally, the ability to go ahead and make things fundamentally different. So says Ramchal, we begin to see over here that there's this incredible interplay, this incredible balance between Midas Hadin and Midas Harachamim. So on one hand, the Midas Hadin, the attribute of strict justice, says everything I do matters. There is no such thing as an act or like as a negative thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it. Every single thing that I do is brought before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, we're specifically focusing over here on the area of infractions, in the area of negative deeds. Every single negative thing that I do is brought to the attention of God, is studied by God, is noticed by God, is analyzed by God. There is no such thing as an infraction that somehow, you know, slips beneath the divine radar. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just interact with us with din, with just strict justice. So on one hand, every action matters, but that Midas Hadin, that attribute of strict justice, is balanced with an incredible and overwhelming rachamim, incredible and overwhelming compassion. And that compassion says, you did something wrong, God's not going to punish you immediately. Give you a little bit of time to get your act together, to get yourself together. Number two, and we'll discuss this more tomorrow, even if he does exact punishment from you, the punishment sometimes is done incrementally. The punishment is sometimes done in smaller, more digestible pieces so that I'm not destroyed, obliterated, or brought to my knees. I recognize that I'm being chastised for what I've done wrong, but again, it's not an obliterating type of punishment. And number three, whereas Din says you cannot rewrite the past, Rachamim comes along and says, yes, you can. If you utilize the process of tshuva, if you utilize the gift of tshuva, so in fact you have the ability to some way, somehow, rewrite your past, to undo that which has been done. This is impossible in the world of din, yet is fundamentally possible, is fundamentally accessible in the world of Rachamim, in the world of divine compassion. So as such, says the Ramchal, this is the interplay, this is the connection, this is kind of the synergistic partnership between the divine attributes of Din and Rachamim, between the divine attributes of strict justice and compassion. We'll stop over here for today. Meretz Hashem, we will continue with this topic tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.